This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Good morning all, and thanks for listening in to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew and I'm the team leader for the Youth and Employment Program here at this great organisation. We are here presenting the ICYS Layback Hour for our Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. So thanks to the Queensland Government. Our guest today is Natalia, the General Manager at CSI in Ipswich, which is Club Services Ipswich, as we sort of know it as well. Natalia and her team are amazing for the community of Ipswich. It's a club that offers so much and a club people should visit as they do a lot of wonderful things for our community. Hey Nat, how are you going?
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Welcome aboard and thanks for coming on to have a chat to us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, good, no drama. How you been? Nice and busy?
Absolutely, actually. It's been non-stop.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. Perfect.
Yeah.
Righto, you ready to jump into some questions?
Absolutely, let's go for it.
Righto. Okay, Nat, how long have you been the General Manager at CSI?
In May this year, it will be a five-year tender.
5 years, wow.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, okay, exactly. What did you do prior to this role, Nat?
Before that, I was actually 15 years with a corporate pub group.
Oh, okay, 15 years, wow.
Yeah, long time, sort of had a bit of a cap, got to the cap, and I thought, that's it, time to move on.
Yeah, okay.
Upwards and onwards.
And where was that? Was that sort of around southeast Queensland or?
Yeah, sort of a little bit. A bit of everywhere. They tend to move you every couple of years just, you know, with new pubs and opportunities coming through.
Yeah, okay. Righto. Oh, sweet. That's good. That no doubt gave you a lot of experience to go into this role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. What excites you most about going into work each day at CSI?
Oh, look, this one's a little bit of a challenging one because there is quite a lot. Mainly what excites me about my role is learning and growing, you know, making a difference in our community and also with our staff and so on at CSI. So, you know, every day is a bit of a fun day at CSI, as we say. So,
All different, no doubt, every day.
Absolutely. We have a run sheet of what we want to happen and then what actually happens is another story.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like my day too. What do you think your greatest achievement is since being in your role?
Look, this one is probably for me the biggest achievement at CSI is to be a part of an amazing team. I feel working together, we have been able to achieve a lot of growth for the club while we're still making sure that we're looking after our community. We at CSI have a really strong leadership team. We work really well together and obviously for a long period of time. So I think that's been one of my personal greatest achievements is just to sort of build that team and then reinforce that into our community and the club.
Yeah, for sure. And I've seen that firsthand. You do have an amazing team there sort of thing, but it starts at the top, Nat, like yourself, and, filters its way through, which is fantastic for Ipswich and its members.
Mm.
How many staff do you have over there, Nat?
Currently, we're sitting about 53 staff.
Oh, okay, righto, sweet. How many sort of full-time would you have, do you think?
About 50% of them are full-time, and that sort of includes your salary and your part-times as well.
Yeah,
okay. The rest would be casual, in and out.
Yeah, sweet. Big employer for Ipswich, which is fantastic. Where can people locate CSI, and do you have plenty of parking there for your customers?
Look, we're at North Ipswich, so 5A Lowry Street at North Ipswich, which is basically straight across the road from Riverlink. Our car park, well, absolutely, we look at about 200-plus car parks. We've definitely got plenty of time, plenty of space, or you can park across the road and just walk over.
Perfect. They can go in, do a bit of shop, and then come into you guys for a meal and a beverage.
That's it.
What about the opening and closing times for your club?
CSI is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 4 a.m. And that is with exception of Good Friday and Christmas Day.
Yeah, okay. So, yep, no dramas. Perfect. Can you tell our listeners what the opening closing time, say, for your dining sort of area or rooms?
Absolutely. Look, our Longhorn Bar and Grill Bistro is open 7 days a week, lunch 11:30 till 2 and dinner 5 till 8:30. During the week, we have a really large number of specials. So our lunch special starts at $14.50, and that's 7 days a week, weekends as well.
That's good.
And we also have our daily specials, which is Sunday to Thursday at $17.90. which also includes Kids Eat Free Sunday, Monday, you know, your Sunday roast, Thursday rump day for $17.90 with a $5 topper. So we've got quite a lot of options for everybody.
Yeah, okay. What's your favourite in their little dining section? No doubt you'd be eating there every day.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't go anywhere else, to be honest. We have a new palmy special on Tuesdays, and we've just introduced the Aussie palmy for $17.90. So I have to say I've had probably too many in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. That's back when I was running sort of pubs and that's where I started to put all my weight on by having can lunches every day.
Yeah, don't say that. I've noticed that, but that's all right.
No, that was for me, not for you. Yeah, so we spoke about, yeah, your Kids Eat Free and so on. So the children are welcome at the club and any activities and that to keep them occupied while the parents are there as well?
Oh, absolutely. We're very much a friendly, a child-friendly club. That's definite. We have a kids' playroom that's open 7 days a week in there for all different ages.
Yeah, okay.
And we also give out little kids' activity packs with every kids' meal. And that sort of, you know, keeps the little ones and the big ones entertained while everybody else can, you know, experience just the relaxation in the club and sort of enjoy their meals as well. So
That's perfect. It's good to know about the clubs and like the kids' clubs. So everyone should have something like that, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in a very diverse area and, you know, kids are definitely a big part of our community. So we want to make sure that we're looking after our little people.
Perfect. Good work. If you're a sports nut like me, any areas for people to watch, you know, your NRL, AFL, boxing, MMA, etc.?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our Legends Bar, which is our sports bar, offers all of those options. We do have a really large tab area for our punters to come through to watch any of the races on Sky 1 or 2. With that, we actually have a punters club every Saturday from 12 o'clock. And that includes Beat the Bookie, where you can sort of have a chance to win up to $3,000.
Oh, wow.
Also a lucky loser and just a few things like that.
Okay. Jeez, that's good. Yeah. How many big screens you got around the place?
We have one giant big screen for all the wonderful big sports. And then we've got another 8 little ones all the way around through the bar. So if you've got 2 different sports you want to watch and they're at the same time, you can definitely sort of go from one side to the other.
Yeah. What about like in your dining areas? Do you have sort of like a TV if people are in there eating to watch footy and stuff?
Definitely. So we actually have booths, and every booth has a TV in it.
Oh, okay.
So you can adjust whatever channel you'd like to, you know, put it on. It could be from tab or sports, or you can actually put cartoons on for the little ones while you're sitting in the booth. So that's everywhere in the entertainment area and also the bistro area.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. Do you have function rooms at the club? If so, how big are they and how can people hire them?
Look, we celebrate quite a lot of things at CSI at any given time. You know, last week we had a wedding and then we had a wedding reception as well as birthdays and anniversaries. We have specifically one private function room. It's called our long tan room, which seats about 120 people. Or if you're looking for a cocktail style, we could do 150. We utilise our sports bar, which is the Legends Bar, as well for large functions. So we can sit about 170 there for a full formal dinner or about 200 to 220 cocktail style. Now, in saying that, we have a very large floor plan on our entertainment and bistro area, which we do section off for, you know, functions that are about 30 or 40 people that are also looking for a little bit of intimate area. It doesn't really matter what size the function is. We definitely cater for us all.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good. You've got heaps of areas and I suppose a lot of good space, by the sounds of it, to accommodate any sort of needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Like one of our biggest motto at CSI is that we don't say no. So it doesn't matter what the request is, within reason, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
We're going to try to definitely adhere to that. And, you know, what the fun part of it all is during that whole journey, we get to learn quite a lot. So, you know, we really look forward to, you know, just making those wonderful days and celebrations a really great day for the patrons.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Brilliant. I suppose the next question, how much does membership cost at the club and what are the benefits of becoming a member at CSI?
Look, the cost of becoming a member is a whole dollar and the dollar is for life. So there's no need to come through or renew or anything. The benefits, we have quite a few, to be honest. You know, the first ones are probably with the meals. Every time you do buy a meal, you will get $2 off your meals that you purchase. And then it also unlocks a few of our member specials. And that's probably the same for the beverage side of things. So you'll always get a discount at the bar and also ability to purchase our member specials as well, which are 24/7.
You don't get much better than that, do you? $1 life membership?
No.
It's pretty smick. What about regular events such as music and so on? Do you have that? If so, what and sort of how often?
Oh, look, Andrew, CSI is full of life, to be honest, all the time. Entertainment, we do have 3 nights and 1 day a week, so Wednesday till Saturday. The day is our Morning Melodies, which is on Thursday mornings. Now, they are a huge hit. We do get a good following up there.
Yeah.
They're always a day of fun. And then every 6 to 8 weeks, we usually have a fundraiser for luncheons for a number of organisations to raise funds for those, you know, for our charity and for their welfare to work in the community.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty smick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, great stuff. And how many do you sort of get to your charity sort of events?
We usually look for about 100 to 150,
yeah,
I think,
well,
for our charity. Yeah, and we, you know, for the foundations that we're doing for a day, we usually raise about $2,000 to $3,000 for them, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. Well done. Yeah, I suppose it leads to my next question. CSI does so much for the Ipswich community. Do you feel great knowing that you're giving back and helping so many vulnerable people and sports clubs and charities and so on?
Oh, feeling great. Yeah, absolutely. Look, we are proud and honoured to be able to make such an impact in our community. Last year, CSI donated over $415,000 towards our community.
Wow.
So for us, that was the largest year of fundraising for everybody. In there, it does include over $270,000 for our veteran community, $50,000 was towards our sporting community, and $87,000 was towards our charitable and welfare entities. So, yeah, it was a huge year for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well done.
Yeah, look, I do want to tell you, we do have a new project, actually, this year. It's called the Chaplaincy Program that we have started. Chaplaincy program looking after our future, and in this program we provide hot breakfast to our primary schools twice a week for our little people.
Yep.
And also provide fresh fruit to 5 of our local schools every week. You know, having a look at the increase of interest rates and cost of living, we really wanted to make sure our little people had a helping hand during these times. Part of this program, we've also organised a number of school packs, hygiene packs, and also family hampers to be delivered to the schools so they can distribute to those who need it the most. So we want to be definitely across all the needs of our community, whatever it may be.
Yeah, for sure. That is amazing. We see it every day in our line of work, those young people and families that are so vulnerable and that. So what you've done or what you're currently doing and what you've done for us last Christmas and our families, yeah, we truly appreciate and no doubt they would too. Matt. So thank you so much. What about, do you have jackpot draws, raffles, bingos, etc.? What days and times are they on?
Absolutely. Look, we've got all of those things, actually. You know, we do 5 sessions of bingo a week. We have a great following. We are known as the Ipswich number one bingo place to be in.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, that includes Tuesdays twice and Wednesday, Friday and Sunday.
Wow.
So that's always entertaining. We have our big major members draw every Wednesday night, and as well as raffles. So our raffles we do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
God, okay.
And probably the best thing from our raffles is every night goes to a different organisation. You know, so Wednesday night is run by our Parents and Old Boys. Thursday night is like Ipswich Singers Softball. Friday night's our veteran organisation, so such as ISA and naval organisations will come through and do the raffles.
Yep.
And Saturday night's dedicated to our sporting groups, such as, you know, Ipswich Eagles, Swifts, Red Bank Bears and Ipswich Bulls.
Yeah, okay. Wow, geez. Lots happening there, Nat.
There's always lots going on,
That's great.
Yeah.
Any events coming up in the next sort of few months that you'd like to sort of promote with our listeners?
Oh, look, we've got, of course, our Anzac Day coming through next month, so that will be a big one for us. You know, we've got our $10 gunfire breakfast, and so we open our doors from about 6:15 in the morning, and that'll come through. And the full day is just, you know, filled with two-up and entertainment and just that excitement. Like, it's a really great day for our community, at CSI.
What times are two-up and that normally start on those days?
Well, we've got 2 sessions, actually. Oh. We've got 1 session inside, starts from 9 a.m. and that'll go right through till about 5. And then we've got a tent in the car park called the Kokoda Tent, and that'll start from 11 o'clock in there as well.
Yeah, God. I'd start at 9 and I'd be broke by 9:15. No, that's fantastic. Okay, just a couple of quick get-to-know-you questions before you leave. You all good for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Righto, sweet. What's your favourite thing to do away from work?
Absolutely nothing, to be honest. I usually sit back on the deck and just watch the kids sort of run around and enjoy life for a bit. We do live on property, so it's quite exciting to see them sort of out in the nature. Yeah,
no, that'd be perfect. Just chill and just do nothing and turn that phone off, hopefully.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. That's bliss.
What about your favourite holiday destination?
I'm not sure if I have a favourite one. I absolutely loved it. So, it was a beautiful place to go, very friendly. So I might have to say Bali, I guess.
Oh, Bali. Yeah, okay, righto. Sweet. Would you rather say beach, camping, resort, snow holiday, and why?
Look, if I'm really honest, I'd definitely say resort. I am a resort type of girl.
Yes.
And I like to relax and unwind, maybe by the pool with a glass of wine. That'll be ideal for me.
Yeah, that's what I am. I'm a resort or a beachy type person sort of thing, doing exactly the same. What about your favourite food?
Food. I love all food. I never say no to food. But I do enjoy dumplings, nice, good steamed dumpling. Yeah, it just hits the spot, I think.
Where's the favourite place that you purchase those from?
I often just pop out to Sunnybank or sometimes Fortitude Valley. There's a few new ones opening up at Nicholas Street, so I'm really looking forward to hitting those.
Oh, good stuff. Perfect.
Yeah.
Righto, the final question for you. Would you rather read, watch TV, or go to the movies?
Probably watch movies at home.
Yeah, okay.
Nice and comfortable and cosy, just be in your own little element, put something else on and, relax.
Yeah, no, perfect. And hopefully a glass of wine while you do it, eh?
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay, Nat, we do thank you for coming on and chatting with us today. We know you're an extremely busy lady. We're grateful for your time and what you do for the community of Ipswich, that end, like your team too, yous all do such incredible work. And like I said, Ipswich Community Youth Service have experienced it firsthand. So thanks heaps and keep it up, Nat.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. I really appreciate you taking the time to have a conversation with me. So, yeah, it's really good to jump on and have a bit of a chat. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, beautiful. And, we'll promote it and, see how we go. But, we'll catch up soon, Nat, and go from there.
Perfect. All right, enjoy
cool. your day. You Thank too. You. Thank you. Bye-bye. Listeners, do you know of a 15 to 19-year-old that is keen to complete a 10-week course in a cookery at TAFE? ICYS have their first cohort of the year starting on the 16th of April. And this is an amazing opportunity for young people who are not in education, training or employment to come on board, have a bit of fun with us while developing some employability skills, teamwork, building some self-confidence and working under amazing chefs. The participants will be cooking for the TAFE cafeteria and the Miners Right restaurant at TAFE for paying customers. Every bit of food that we make and stuff goes towards customers. So, it is an awesome experience and a way for our young people to re-engage and then work with ICYS to figure out a career pathway that suits themselves. ICYS are here to guide and walk alongside the participants to achieve goals that the young people wish to achieve. So totally their choice. We're just there to guide them and walk with them. ICYS will also support the participants to complete resumes, cover letters. We can have job interviews. We will support the young people with job searching. We want every participant to be successful, not only in this course, but after the course as well. So, we're there to support them 12 months from the commencement of sign up until, next year. So probably, I think it's February next year. But again, even after that, we're still there to support them if they want to reach out. That's no dramas. But that's all we have time for today on the Layback Hour. So thanks for tuning in and listening to us. Thanks again to Nat out at CSO, and don't forget to pop in and see her and amazing team. If you're after a drink, a meal, to organise a function or a work event, they'll have you covered, and they really are amazing people that give so much back to the community. Thanks again to producer Russell and the team here at USQ Springfield for allowing us to use this studio each fortnight. We always say nothing is ever a problem for this team, and we really do mean it. We are so grateful to have such a supportive team here at USQ supporting our program. So thanks, mate. But that's a wrap. So as we say here in the Layback Hour, be kind, be safe, and goodbye.